Hits in the Morning.
Now riding on the new 98.9, The Bull.
There he goes.
P1's Get Your Horns Up.
Welcome to Make Up or Break Up every Tuesday and Thursday with Fitz in the Morning, where romantic and real couples from the Great Northwest join the show and share details of their relationship struggles, and then our P1 listener family will help determine if the couple should remain together. So we need you to play therapist. We need you to be a five-minute hero right now. 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. I want to welcome to the show Taylor from Mill Creek. Hello, Taylor.
Hey there. Hi.
First of all, if we can confirm, you are voluntarily coming on the show looking for advice. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I need some help.
First of all, how long have you and your boyfriend, Chris, been together?
We've been together now. It's a little bit over a year.
Okay. And as we've been corresponding on Facebook, you basically told me that he's got this special DVD room that he stays in many hours of the day, and he watches DVDs all the time, and he has like old school 80s posters in his room.
It's so bad. The master bedroom is the DVD room. Our bed is in the living room because it's smaller.
So my next question is, and I know I asked you this in our Facebook conversation, is he aware of the new technology that's out there? Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, all that stuff.
Yeah, I keep trying to push this stuff on him. He doesn't want to give in. He's like an old curmudgeon. He's like a grandpa.
I like this guy already.
I've heard of people who love DVDs. Is it sort of like a vinyl thing? People who love vinyl? Are there people who love DVDs? They're basically coasters right now for drinks.
is he all about like having the box and the artwork and the pictures?
Well, and the special features.
Special features and all that.
Yeah, he likes all that stuff and the dust that it collects. Like, it drives me nuts. And he's got the posters. He's got this weird obsession with Harrison Ford and all of his movies. He's got Indiana Jones everywhere. It's like,
I like that.
He's like 5 years old.
They are great movies.
Yeah, Harrison Ford is like American treasure.
Let's get to the serious part on how it's affecting your relationship. You also mentioned to me that you just kind of want your man to sit down and watch, Netflix shows with you. You know, you want him to watch The Office. You want him to be a part of all the new fun shows coming out, but he's just not into it.
No, I'm over here on my little laptop straining while he's got all these DVDs scattered and won't share. Like, it's crazy. Like, hello, it's 2020. Join the new age of streaming. It's so much easier.
And by the way, real quick, make up or break up, text to 96459.
Yeah, so are you saying that he's forcing you to, like, shame watch this stuff? Like, you're sort of shame binging it on your laptop?
Yeah,
worse, Drew. They're a couple. She's doing it by herself.
Yeah. That's what I mean. He's shaming her. She's like binging in the corner by herself.
Yeah, they're not watching experiencing on the big together. TV. Stranger Things and stuff. Yeah.
So,
man, that's such a good show. He won't even do that with me.
Oh, dude.
Surprising, since it's about the 80s.
I know, right? I think he'd love it. Might enjoy that.
Taylor, should we add anything else to this?
He also has a Harrison Ford tattoo. It's just terrible.
What?
That's
kind of cool. Late to the game.
What and where? Never mind.
That is pretty awesome.
Is it Han Solo, Indiana Jones, or the dude from Blade Runner?
Oh, yeah. What Harrison Ford character?
Indiana Jones.
It's Indiana Jones.
Okay. Respect.
See, Ryder went Han Solo with his Harrison Ford tattoo.
Let me also mention that Taylor and Chris voluntarily coming on the show. Let's welcome right now. He's been hearing every bit of this. It's not easy. Chris from Mill Creek. Chris, welcome. Yes, where's my Indiana Jones music?
Look, I don't know how anyone can denigrate an American hero like Harrison Ford. So, first of all, I want to start off with that.
He does fly helicopters and save people in Montana.
He also crashes on the golf course.
Well, why? Because what, I'm supposed to believe the Jim from The Office is Jack Ryan? No, it was Harrison Ford.
He's right. Good point.
So, Chris, I mean... Yeah, go ahead.
No. And how is she going to say that? I haven't watched The Office. I have every single season on DVD, and she knows it. And I even got the English one because we know what that one's way better.
But let me ask you this. Why not just go on the couch and watch The Office with her? What is so special about these DVDs and your Blu-rays and stuff?
I've been collecting for 25 years.
But what are you going to do with them? I mean, are you use them as coasters?
No, come on. It's got all the extra features. It's got extended scenes you're never going to get. Sometimes you get a director's cut. look, I never hear her complaining when I get a bootleg of something before it streams.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know if you should admit that.
Yeah, that's a no.
During makeup or breakup. But anyway.
Jeez, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. But on a serious note, she is saying that there's a lot of time spent apart, even while you guys are inside your own place.
Yeah, that's probably the real... I would guess that's the real problem.
And maybe a bit of a hoarding issue when it comes to your DVDs, and she is concerned, too, about, you know, an obsession with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, but you guys are acting like she showed up one day and it was all there. She's known this the entirety of our relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a hobby of mine. I love it. I mean, I love movies. I love TV.
So you never consider...
I got rid of cable. Why would I, though, why would I pay 6 streaming services?
So you never consider...
get everything
maybe
on DVD.
You wouldn't sell all these on Craigslist?
Well, hang on.
No. You got to meet those people from Craigslist? Are you out of your mind?
Oh, all right, heard about that.
But think about it from her perspective. If there's something new that's out that all her friends and everyone's watching, she wants to be in on that conversation. Something like, you know, Handmaid's Tale or something where all the episodes drop at one time. At the High Castle, right? Why don't you meet her halfway and watch and stream with her some of these things?
She has all the options to go. If her friends have it, she can go watch it with them. I'll gladly watch it with her when I get it on DVD.
Wow.
I don't need to see it streaming, because what happens is she goes, oh my God, I've heard this is so great. And then 7 minutes of the thing, she's flipping around to another movie because the thing made her bored. Or the DVD, she's not going to get up off the couch and go and change it.
Taylor, since you sent me the message, what do you want to see happen here? What do you hope that Chris decides to do with his DVDs in his DVD room?
Burn it.
Whoa.
What?
Sealing the floor. It's outrageous. I never get to see him or be with him. Like, I want to share these moments, and the time is just going by. It drives me nuts.
Okay, 833-822-BULL. Real quick, Ryder, before we wrap up here.
Well, I was just going to say, dude, I mean, I'm a huge nerd. I collect a lot of stuff. I collect comic books. Could you imagine if I just told my girlfriend, like, hey, you can sit in the room and be quiet while I read these, but we're not hanging out.
Right.
Nice point.
It's the time spent. That's
what
we're really hearing.
Right. You got to put that time together. You can still keep your DVDs.
Text right now to 96459, 833-822-BULL. Should they make up or break up? Taylor and Chris from Mill Creek, as always, we're going to pass your number to our therapist in Renton. He would love to sit down with you guys if you're cool with that. And I really thank you so much for sharing your life with us. And please turn up the radio. Hopefully we could help you out.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. Yeah. I'm going to go to Allison in Renton. Allison, what do you think? Should they make up or break up?
I think, in all honesty, it should be either make up and compromise or break up, because this entire issue seems kind of a non-issue and is, in all reality, kind of petty,
in my opinion. Well, yes. I know what you're saying, but to them, it's a big deal. I mean, she's really affected by it. I mean, this is consuming her life. He's becoming a whore.
That is why I'm saying to compromise, because if they are really in love, if they really want to keep this relationship going, they can't just do it by going, oh, I'm going to go do this while you go do that. If it's something they could be doing together. Everything is about compromise.
You're right. They got to find that balance. Thank you so much for the call.
But, you know, he brought up a point. Chris said that it's not like he's appeared one day. So at some point, she decided she'd had enough. I wonder what that's all about. And I guess we could ask.
Where was the line drawn? Yeah.
Right.
Well, let's see what Sam from Buckley says. Hey, Sam, it's Fitz. Should they make up or break up?
Morning, guys. They should break up.
Why is that?
What's going to happen when they have kids? You know?
Well, then the kids will get their own DVD collection.
Oh, true.
Yeah, don't touch mine.
Then what size house are we talking about?
Right.
Yeah, right.
So you said that she just needs to leave him immediately?
Yeah, he's too obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the call, my friend.
Dozens of people saying that she's being petty. A lot of people turning on her. There's probably 24 that say she's petty. Mm-hmm. This is not an issue. She needs, if he's a good guy,
you know,
it's
what I
fine.
Think? You know what I think? Because he has all these DVDs, he likes to spend time away from her. I think he's cheating on her.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, come on.
we're waiting for. But he's in the room with her.
I don't know. You know what? No, this guy would not be on Tinder. He would actually walk to an actual bar and talk to an actual person.
That's right. He's old school.
Yeah.
He's analog.
Exactly.
He is emotionally cheating with Harrison Ford. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. That makes more sense.
Mariah in Go Bar. Mariah, should they make up or break up?
Well, I'm kind of tossed between 50-50. You know, I think they should definitely make up and figure it out. But he's got to sit there and realize that not all of his time is his time. You know, if she wanted, well, both of them, if they both wanted to have separate lives, then they could be roommates, not being together. So they just kind of got to make that compromise. Yeah. However, him having the DVD room in the master bedroom and their bed out in the living room where the couch should be, that needs to change.
That's straight up cray cray. All right, looking at all the texts and, of course, you know, all the phone calls coming in, Drew, percentage-wise, today, man, are they saying make up or break up?
Well, the people, a lot of them think it's petty, and I think most of them think it's not too much. However, 71% say break up.
Over the DVDs.
Which shocks me. Because I was seeing all these, it's petty, it's no big deal, it's petty, it's no big deal. But then when I added them up, it's a breakup.
Yeah. All right. So listen, we do make up or break up on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks so much for checking out. If you missed any of it, after the show today, go to 989thebull.com and click on Fitz in the Morning. Hit subscribe. Woo!